bit more, dear. That's it. That's it. Don't stop yet. We're so close. Oh, shit. Where is it? What? You see it? Oh. Oh. There's our cabin. Right there. Hurry up. Come on, there's no time. Inside. Inside, quick. Oh, my God. That was close. Too close. Any longer out there, I would have been an auntie-sickle. Oh, are you all right, darling? You didn't lose anything, did you? Oh, no, you did. Something important? Oh, hey, don't look so upset. Trust me. Nothing you could have lost was more important than your life. Come on, what was it? The snowboard I bought you. You mean the $5,000 snowboard I bought you? The one with the custom engraving and paint, made specifically for you from the most high-grade materials? Is that it? That's all you lost? Oh, thank God. I thought you actually lost something worth something for a moment, dear. Oh, no. Don't be sad, dear. I know it was a gift from me, but you don't need to be sad about losing it. Just having you here, safe and sound. That's the most important thing I could ever want or need. Don't worry about it, dear. Auntie will buy you a brand new one once we get back home, all right? Though, I doubt you'll get a chance to use it. I mean, honestly, it never fails, does it? Every 2 years, my travel agent always sells me on taking a holiday up to the mountains, and it seems every time I wind up spending the whole damn vacation snowed in. Oh, but why not take a holiday to the Alps? It's so lovely up there. I know how much you love dark and cold winters. It's perfect for you. Plus, this time of year, no one ever goes. You'll practically be by yourself. Of course, failing to mention, the reason why most people don't come this time of year is because blizzards are so bloody frequent. I'm so, so sorry, dear. I thought our first proper holiday together would be a lot more fun than this. Maybe I should have insisted on that trip to the Bahamas. Or Hawaii. Or one of those big theme park resorts. Although, honestly, I feel like I'd be more miserable at a place called the happiest place on earth. Me and the sunshine don't exactly get along. I didn't even get to wear that wonderful $50,000 mink coat I bought. And our reservations at the Mountain Lodge restaurant will be gone as well. Right. That's it. I am never taking another trip to the mountains again. The next holiday I take will be in the manor, in my picture gallery, listening to a live cellist and going positively nowhere. Well, luckily for us, these cabins are usually well stocked for times like these. There's enough food in the basement to last us a year should we need it. And if I recall, there's a generator in the basement as well, if we really need to get the power going. It should only be about 3 days for them to send out a rescue party to get here and free us from the snow. Do you remember when I called you and your mum about 10 years ago, when that avalanche occurred while I was out? Now that took a while. About 2 weeks for them to dig me out. Your mother, of course, never called to check up on me in that time, not once, assuming I was doing just fine. I only took time to call you guys because you took the time to call and see if I was home yet. At least someone in my family cared for me. No wonder I love you the most. But the time I got snowed in 4 years ago only took 2 days, so here's hoping. You know, I do love the cold, but even I think this is a bit much. Say, how about you try and figure out the fireplace, hmm? It shouldn't be too awfully hard. It's a gas fireplace, I think. Just turn the knob and spark the lighter. While you go and do that, let me see if they have anything to drink from that storage. After today, I need something with a bit of a kick. Ah, a good thing it's working. I'd hate to be without a fire. Well, unfortunately, they didn't have any burgundy. But I guess this expensive Blaufränkische will have to do. Would you like a glass or... Wait, this isn't a gas fireplace. It's a real one. That's a genuine fire. How on earth do you know how to make a fire like that? Hoo-hoo! Internet videos, huh? Well, if you pick up little survival tips like this, by all means, watch all the YouTube you'd like. And to think, your mother was so worried you'd lose your self-reliance living with me. Such a good boy you are. I don't think we had to worry a bit about that, now did we? Although, apparently your survival technique doesn't involve keeping yourself alive. Look at you, shivering like that. Your clothes are soaked right through. Now, come on, let's get these wet clothes off of you. Yes, right now. You won't get any warmer wearing those freezing things. Oh, come on now. No need to be modest. I think we are a bit beyond that with our relationship. Besides, I'll be losing mine as well. Evens out just fine for us. Come on. Oh, come on. Don't you know that cuddling next to one another, bare naked, skin against skin, is the best way to transfer warmth? Maybe you'll be interested in warming up a bit more with Mummy. Oh my, looks like it's soaked down to your underwear as well. As much as I do love seeing that bulge of your cock through your boxers, you'd better get those off. Oh, before you do, how about you go over to our luggage? I packed a few things in there that might help. Yes, that's it. Check in the maroon-coloured suitcase. No, I said the maroon suitcase. That's the merlot-coloured case, honestly. The one above it... That's it. I don't know about you, but I can never sleep on hotel and resort beds. Always so different. So clean and friendly and pretty. Blech. Makes me feel like some kind of preppy suburban mother, not like myself. So, I always make sure to pack some elegant pieces from home instead. Now, this. The black fur of this quilt. Now that will keep us quite warm. Here. Why don't you bring it over here by the fire? Now that is nice. Hang on. I know you're cold, but I kind of want to see you strip your boxers slowly for me. Oh, come on now. Give your mummy a little show. You did lose that snowboard she got you, so it's the least you can do. Plus, don't think I've forgotten about you eating me out while I was on the phone with your mother. Auntie deserves some quid pro quo. Pull it off slow for me, baby. Oh, don't look so flustered. Oh, yes, strip for me, baby. Now, quickly, get over here by the fire and warm up. I'll just hide myself under this blanket a bit to slip off this bra. And panties. Oh, come here, my sweet little nephew. You must be so cold. Left out in the cold like a stray little kitten. Come and join your auntie by the fire. Under her warm blanket. Look at the flames. Ha! You did that, baby. Yeah, that's it. Right there, baby. Settle onto my lap. Feel my warm body press into yours. You're positively freezing. It's all right. You're safe now. Lay your head back upon my bosom. Do you know, all things considered, a $5,000 a night wood cabin isn't a terrible place to be stuck in for a few days. Such luxurious wood. So warm and so well insulated. We can do whatever we like here. And no one could ever hear or see what we do. We could get as loud as we want. Oh, I know you always love to moan for your auntie when she plays with you. But you always have to keep it down a bit so the servants aren't too shocked, poor dears. But here... Here, Auntie has the perfect chance to really hear you moan for her. Let's take a hold of that wonderful cock of yours and start slowly stroking up and up and That face of yours is always so nice to see. You always look so excited when you have playtime with me. Like you're falling in love with Auntie all over again. To think you were moments away from freezing to death out there. And now you're sat on my lap, biting your lip and trying not to moan. Just let me warm you up. Make you feel so much better, dear. Stroking up and down. Up and down. To warm up that cock back to its nice full size. And then... hugging me, huh? Do you need to get a little warmer? What was that? Can you nurse from me? Well, well, well. There's that naughty boy of mine. I doubt you'll get much milk from it, but you hardly need permission to do that, dear. Come. Come, dear. Suckle from my breasts while I stroke this beautiful cock of yours. Oh, God, that feels perfect. My nipples are so sensitive. I don't think I've ever had anyone do this to me. Oh, you're such an adventurous boy, wanting to suckle on Auntie. Shush, shush, shush. Let me keep stroking you off as you do. As you suckle on my breast. A wonderful nursing hand job to help you recover from the cold of the outside. Doesn't that feel better, dear? My little hero, saving me from that cold. Starting the fire for me. Oh, you deserve to have a little bit of love from Auntie's tits. Just warm up as I stroke and stroke. And stroke. Yes, that's it. That's it. Grab my other breast. God, you're a bit of a greedy boy, aren't you? Oh, just one wasn't enough. You had to have both. That's all right, dear. That's all right. Auntie has plenty, more than both of your hands could handle. Ah, you're even playing with my nipples, tugging on them. Oh, God, God, I love how much you adore my body, how much you play with it. Oh, that's it. That's it. Just let go. Just let everything go. Oh, yes. Yes, are you going to come, dear? Oh, your cock is already starting to come close. Ah, just relax, dear. Relax. Let it all out for Auntie. Warm up with her while you play with her tits. Ah, yes. Yes, yes, that's it, dear. That's it. That's it. That's it. You can come. You can come for Auntie. Just let it go. Let it go. Squirt for me, baby. Yes. Yes, yes, just let it go. There. Oh, there we go. Ah, look at that. Gosh, you shot that load pretty far, didn't you? And oh my. Your body started to sweat as well. I guess we warmed you up pretty good with all of that, huh? There, there. There, there. Oh, we don't have anywhere to go for a long time, dear. You can just relax in my arms and enjoy this blanket with me by the fire. You know, maybe a trip to the mountains isn't such a bad thing after all. It's dark, it's secluded, and it has you. I have everything I need. Well then, we had better enjoy this as much as we can. Hmm.